This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Let me tell you something about this guy. I don't know him at all. We met one time.
Yeah, we talked about
it. But the first thing I want to ask Buddy Hield, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, is where'd your upbeat, positive demeanor come from?
Being an island boy from the Bahamas.
Okay.
Always, that's how you got to make it there, you know, just whether you're just waking up, just good weather, good breeze, good vibes. I learned from my mom. She's always positive. The neighborhood I go around is always upbeat, positive. You know, more you positive, good energy be around you. And, you know, just follow her footsteps and just follow the right leadership of me just being around the right people. And I just know that being positive, upbeat, brightening people's day and keeps me going and it keeps my surroundings around me going too.
What about when, and do you stay upbeat even if you're in a little slump?
Of course you got to. It's a part of being upbeat. You gotta move on to the next shot, next game, next possession. You can't dwell on it. Even though this is in the back of your mind, you just gotta have that positive mindset every time.
Coach Kerr joined our afternoon show, Willard and Dibbs, and he said that Steph Curry said you were one of his favorite teammates of all time. And when I see you, you're always smiling, even if you're hitting or, you know, a little cold or whatnot.
Right.
But what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, coming from a guy like him, you know, I'm just here trying to be a sponge and learn from him every day. You know, and I know he goes through a lot on and off the basketball court, just what he's chasing, you know, the season, ups and downs of the season. So I'm just trying to keep that positive light around him, making him smile, making him be a joy every day. Because, you know, man, 16 years in the league is a lot, man. You know, I'm 9 years in the league, and I see the pressure and the ups and downs you go through, and it's never easy, you know. And especially for a guy his stature and how long he's been carrying this league for. And I just know that he just needs that positivity all the time around him, good energy and good vibes. And, you know, if I can be that positive energy just so he can feed off every day, especially when he's having his good or bad days, it's good for us and good for the teams.
Yeah. Well, speaking of vibes, I mean, is there a way you can put into words the way this team was feeling before Jimmy Butler and the way it feels now?
Yeah, you know what? I get this question a lot. And I always say no disrespect to the guy because – When we were connecting earlier, you know, it was not a problem. But, you know, we hit a funk, you know. I think that when we hit that funk was when I think that when J.K. didn't play in that San Antonio game and then in the Brooklyn game and those games, we feel like we should have won if J.K. was there. But, like, you know, we had a great vibe. And sometimes games like that takes your vibe away from you.
Mm.
And after that, we have never recovered from that. You know, we lost five in a row. And then after that, we win one. Lose one, then lose two, then win one. You know, we couldn't get out that rut. You know, we're trying to find our balance. You know, Steve was trying to figure that, get that energy, that vibe go back, but we couldn't get that back. You know, and I was always up and down, win one, win two, lose three. Couldn't find that consistency we had. You know, it was just tough, you know, and as a coach, he's trying to find it. And everybody, and enough that we, as players, we tend to press more because we know that we have it. And it was a team that it's not that we didn't like each other. We loved being around each other.
Yeah.
It was just, like, you can ask all the guys, we love being around each other. And we couldn't get that connectivity back. I don't know why, but I felt like we lost it when JK went out early in the season. But then when Jimmy came, you know, he just be able to connect everybody together and settle everybody down. You know, Steph was, you can tell he's got a lot of offensive toll on his body. You know, he's trying to do it, and then Draymond is like, we got to figure out how he can do it, you know. And they've been through the fire a lot, you know. They're trying to figure it out, but they couldn't do it. But I think Jimmy was there to settle us down and get us back to collective group, back in one accord, and now we were able to balance it out. And like I say, the other day,
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Connect on both ends, offense and defense. You know, he's a talker like Draymond. He's in the right spots. He's been through the fire. He knows how to win, you know, and just adding a guy like that of his stature, you know, just balance the team out and calm us down. And, you know, he's got to take it day by day, game by game, possession by possession, and try to get up in the standings.
I love that. And let me ask you this, buddy. Why does it seem like, and I'm looking at you, you know, on the games, on the TV, you're always smiling, right? Why does it seem like so many players love playing for this organization? And if that's so important, why don't you play in other teams? Why don't we see that more throughout the league?
You know, I just think that it starts from the head, which is Steve. Steve just brings everybody together. And, you know, you got to have guys like great coaching staff around you, too. And I know I've been in a lot of situations where I've never seen a situation like this in my life. And I think Steve does a good job just connecting with guys, man. And Steve would text me and say, hey, you started tonight. Let it rip, you know. And he'd call me and text me and say, hey, you're not starting tonight. It's nothing to do with you. I'm just going some different way. You know, you're still going to play your minutes. You know, like some coaches would tell you like 30 minutes before the meeting. And like, I say, oh, well, you know. But Steve does a good job connecting with the guys. And always positive, you know, and always have the right attitude, always the right thing to say. And he doesn't make you stray away from yourself or feel like you're outside the team. He always make everybody feel that they're part of the team. And even when the guys was traded, man, it was a rough day for him, especially guys like Wiggs and Kyle and like Dennis, you know, they were there, but like especially with Wiggs, you know, like it was emotional in the locker room because I was even more emotional because I wish it was me that got traded because Wiggs did so much for the franchise, you know, and I forgot that. I hate to see, you know, go like that, you know, because he's done so much for this franchise. And I said, man, I wish that was me because he's put his mark on his franchise. And, like, I know how much he meant to this franchise and this city of San Fran. And, I mean, it was just, like I said, Steve just know how to get his words across for the team. And that's why he's a great leader. And that's why he's here. And he just did a good job. And just playing for a franchise like this, you know, man, I think just bring the joy out of you, you know, and it's fun.
When Draymond predicted you guys were going to win a title, what went through your mind, and you believe him?
I mean, you got to believe him. Of course you do. You got to believe him. Like, you know, they know what it takes to win. You know, I'm here to learn how to win. You know, and like I always tell them, every time somebody played Golden State Warriors, and even I was on the other side, I'm wearing my best fit. I'm coming here because what they have done in the past, you know, and they know how to win, and he feels it, and he know what it takes to win, and we just got to follow him and Steph lead, and Jimmy lead, and Coach lead, and put the pieces together, and when that day comes, and we got to go to battle day by day, and I think we'll be ready.
Now, you're known for shooting. You can shoot with the best of them. But, buddy, I'm watching you on the defensive end, regardless if the shot's falling or not. Right. It sounds like that's a mandate from Draymond, because I'm seeing it with your younger players as well. But you're scrapping on D.
Yeah, you know, he's always talking to us. You know, he's that voice in the back, that coach in the back that you wish you had every possession.
Sometimes we hear him. Yeah.
Oh, he talks a lot. He overtalks. But that's Draymond. You know, that's why he's a defensive. That's why he's all-world defensive. You know, that's why he's one of the best defensive players that ever played this game. You know, and he's just that vocal, and I see why he's that good. Mm. You know, people don't see why he's that good. I see the stuff he cleans up that nobody can clean up. You know, and he's 6'7", 6'6", but long arms, and the way he talks, the way he communicates, the way he moves laterally, and he's twitchy. Man, I never seen no athlete like that. You know, he doesn't look like the best athlete in the world, but like he gets there.
Right.
You know, and he figures out. He just has that heart and that will and that desire. Like, I'm getting a stop, and that's why they're champions for four times, you know, and you see why they win so much is because everybody talks about Steph, but it's the reason why he's the only one still here.
Right.
Because he does a lot for them.
What's this team going to have to even get better at to make a run in the postseason?
No, even though we're showing signs of getting better since Jimmy came, we got to stay locked in, stay humble, keep working. Turnovers, no turnovers, no live ball turnovers. I feel like once we have eliminate live ball turnovers, taking care of the basketball, and not just come down to making plays. You know, the shots come here and there, missing shots come here and there, but like just making the right read and playing together and connecting on both ends. You know, and I feel like I say these guys have been to the fire, and guys like me as a role player, you just gotta follow their lead. And when the opportunity comes to like swing or pick a shot, just focus in and lock in and just play your role at a high level.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I love
it. We got a bunch of guys
keep
coming
balling,
in. We
man.
Really appreciate your
love,
time.
Love, respect. Thank you.
Good luck for the rest
love.
Of the
Take
season.
Care. No, y'all be good.
And that's Buddy Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.